Tammy Horn is a senior researcher at Eastern Kentucky University and nationally known beekeeping authority. Significant bee loss problems have caused great concern for honeymakers for several years. While there has been a slight improvement in bee numbers in pocketed areas, Horn says it's still a tough situation.
I had 40% losses this year. You know, I had the polar vortex, I had bears, I had skunk damage. I've never had skunk damage in my entire career, even as a hobbyist.
In Kentucky, Horn has worked in Appalachia to further forest bee-based colonies. She says Kentucky has some advantages over other states.
Kentucky has unique floral varieties. And that makes our honey, it can make it more marketable than conventional, say, prairie-based honeys like clover. We have, you know, tulip poplar, black locust.
Americans reportedly consume about 100 million pounds of honey annually, but U.S. beekeepers produce about half that amount. So commercial bakers go to places like China and Argentina to get their honey.
Inevitably, what we end up finding is that the honey that is coming to the United States from these other places often have traces of chloramphenicol and other types of contaminants that our FDA does not approve of.
Horn says some states have acted to establish a honey standard. She says there's no such standard in Kentucky. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.